Visit NHL.com for the latest stats, scores, news, and video highlights. NHL.com. If it's hockey, it's here. Now back to This Week in the NHL with your host, Sam Rosen.
Thank you very much. You know, you look around sports, and there always seem to be some players who were born to be with a certain team. In my mind, one of those players was goaltender Ron Hextall, who was a perfect fit with the Philadelphia Flyers. Our Doc Emrick of New Jersey Devils Television, NBC, and Versus brings us a special feature look at what made Ron Hextall a special Philadelphia Flyer.
Ron Hextall has become the first goaltender to actually score a goal.
Life's experience takes you on many great journeys, but there's always somewhere that you call home. Philadelphia will always be my home.
Thank you.
Has there ever been a better fit of player in town? For 11 seasons of his 13-year career, Ron Hextall was Philadelphia.
A team, an organization, and a city where excellence is expected. Where the love of winning is secondary only to the hatred of losing.
It would be hard to find anyone who hated losing more than Hextall, or anyone who demonstrated his disdain for it more publicly. And with 296 regular season and 93 playoff wins, we were spared his wrath more often than not.
I've been asked that about Philly, and I agree. The passion, the building, it's hard not to, when you come out and there's 18, 19,000 screaming people there. It's like if you're not ready for the game, I mean, you get pretty pumped up in a hurry. You know, conversely, on the road, you either love the Flyers or you hate the Flyers. And we all know that. And the fact that we were hated in every building, I did feed off it. Quite frankly, I loved it. We went in the building, and it was like us against the world. And you know, what better to unite a team than everybody in the crowd hating and throwing things? And it was terrific. I mean, how many teams go in another team's building and get what we got on the road? It was unbelievable. I remember we beat the Rangers in the playoffs there, and we were in our scrum after that. And there was nothing better than beating the Rangers in the playoffs, trust me. We were in our scrum after the game, and Marshy's out there without a helmet on, and all of a sudden there's golf balls and darts come down. We're like, whoa, Marshy, you know, cover up. It was the type of hatred that went between not only both teams, but the fans. I mean, it was unbelievable. The Rangers here in warm-ups, I mean, Ty Domi, that moron, he's shooting pucks at me across the red line. It was unbelievable. The fans used to show up for the Rangers for the warm-ups. They knew what was going to go on. Priceless.
While Flyers fanatics loved him, opponents and their fans felt otherwise. Hextall smashed all penalty minute records for goaltenders. But it wasn't just his willingness to fight that made him stand out. He was absolutely fearless about leaving his crease to play the puck.
I had a junior coach actually tell me that if I didn't stop moving the puck, I wouldn't play in the NHL. And then about 2 months later, he was encouraging me to move the puck. So it's a funny thing. You know, I remember when I was a kid, my dad played, and I'd be at practice, and I remember I saw Jimmy Rutherford. I can see it as clear as a day. And he was skating around before practice, and he grabbed the puck, and he shot it at the boards. And he lifted about 3 feet, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. I mean, it's I don't know why I started. You know, I think part of it was my personality. You know, I had some energy, and I like to be involved in the game. I think that's part of it. And I also grew up on outdoor rinks a lot by myself with a player stick. So I think I probably developed my skill somewhat on the outdoor rinks.
Bruins come back, flip it from their side of center in on Hextall. He blocks, looks to shoot it to the open net. He has scored! Ron Hextall has become the first goaltender to actually score a goal.
We had a two-goal lead at the time, and Gordy Kluzak dumped it to my left side, which was perfect for me. I just corralled the puck with my stick, looked up ice, you know, knew I had enough time to get the shot off, and it was just a matter of putting it over everybody's head and hitting the net.
He duplicated that feat 2 years later.
Got Stevens up the middle for the Capitals. A wraparound. There goes Peters for the net. Capitals. Now Hextall shoots it to the open net. He's gone right on.
He scores.
Hextall scores. Hextall. Short handed goal for a case of tasty cake. The first goaltender ever to score a goal in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hextall. Can you believe it?
I keep being told I was different. I guess I look at the great goalies. You know, Marty Brodeur, I think, you know, does have personality, moves the puck extremely well, and, you know, he's fun to watch. Ricky DiPietro. Goalies aren't there out there fighting, I guess, as much as they were, but I don't think anybody is. So in a sense, it's probably a little bit of the way the game's changed.
He never won a Stanley Cup, but he did achieve a Vezina trophy as the league's best goalie and a Conn Smythe trophy as playoff MVP. And in February, the Flyers made Ron Hextall the 19th member of the franchise's Hall of Fame.
The bonds we formed through victory and hardship will last a lifetime and define our code. Once a Flyer, always a Flyer.
Ron Hextall's exuberant playing days have given way to a much more quiet career in the front office. He's the assistant general manager of the Los Angeles Kings. Thanks to Doc Emrick and producer Howie Sylvester for that outstanding feature on the career of Ron Hextall. There's much more to come on the show, including our swing around the NHL and a report on all of the divisions, and more of my conversation with Marian Hossa of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Up next, it's time to face off with Jim Fox and Steve Coates.